Won't you come and see me sometime? We can talk about old times. Just two old lonely guys getting together one last time. Don't wanna run out of.
Got it in the mail one morning. There was no return address. Just my name in gold leaf on the front. There was no time or location. There was really no info at all. No date, no place, no time, no RSVP. But it said you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. I didn't think much about it. It seemed like a really dumb joke. Later that week, it was Friday once again. So I took it down to a disco that wouldn't have me in a million years. I flashed it once and I was inside with a drink. I really didn't stay too long there. No one was having much fun. I made my way to a party all the way across town. I was thrown by the friend of the next thing. I wasn't sure if I should go. But when I got up in the place, there were smiles all up and down. I grabbed my ex. Kitchen. I told her I was sorry I came, but she looked at me with a glazed smile and said, you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so for home kinda early. The party wasn't all that great. I saw my neighbor out crying on his front porch. I stopped to see what his deal was. I didn't catch much through the sobs. Something about a party and he didn't go. I thought about it for a second, with the invite in my hands. I threw it down at his feet and I said, you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so
we'll gonna have fun.
Oh yeah.
If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
They call me Dr. Worm. Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I I'll show you what I know, and you can tell me if you think I'm getting better on the drums. I'll leave the front unlocked, cause I can't hear the doorbell. When I get into it, I can't tell if you are watching me twirling the stick. When I give the signal, my friend Rabbi will play the solo. Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm.
storm. Don't have to like it. And if you can't see the dawn, it's coming anyway. There's a little on your mind. You know that I've seen the worst of it. Oh, I don't know anymore, but I've got a question, one that I can't ignore. What's gonna happen now? You know you've been here before. Can't shake the feeling. You never really belong. You're not the only one. Tell me that you wanna die. You know that I've seen the worst of it. Take a breath, you're still alive.
But if you play with matches, you're just bound to get burned. I never can be all that you desire. I should know that a fool never learns. Yes, I know. That a fool never learns.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And tell me where. Happiness and pain. I'm a sound of sweet persuasion, a voice that will never lie. I was there when you were born, and I'll be there when you die. I am the life, I am the truth, I am the blues. Oh, say it again. I am the life, I am the truth, I am the blues. I am the blues.
Oh, Reese Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Across the bridge to the old town, the sky was black and there wasn't a sound. corner looking rather uptight. So I say hello and I try to be nice, but I see he's feeling itchy, trying to play us off each other. Girls, girls, please don't fight.
You get the picture.
Hey, you, the muscles and the long hair, telling me that women are superior to men. Most guys just don't appreciate this. You just try convincing me you're better than them. So he talks for hours about a sensitive soul, and his favorite subject is sex. I don't even think he really wanted it, but Christ, this guy's too much.
I wanna tell him
I'm as human as the next girl. I lack a bit of flattery, but I don't need your practice lies, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like you, I know the score.
Comes the next one.
Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight. Oh God, the boy had such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night. You think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's just nice to himself, and he's watching his reflection. I'm a 5 foot mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years back luck.
I wanna tell him
when you say you love me, you're just flattering your vanity. But I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something. Such a lady killer, always on a winner, thinking that you're in there. Oh boy, you're such a lady killer, super sexy mister, call it what you will. Oh, you think you're such a lady killer, I just bet you're still there, posing in the mirror. Hey girls, you're such a lady killer, but we know where it's coming from, and we know the score.
Trying to find me. I'm standing in the middle of life with my pants behind me. I got a smile for everyone I meet. As long as you don't tie dragging my bay or dropping a bomb on my street. Now come on, baby. Oh, get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah. Of the road, you see the darndest things, like fat guys driving round in jeeps through the city, wearing big diamond rings and silk suits, past corrugated tin shacks full of a kiss. A man, I don't mean a Hampstead nursery. When you own a big chunk of the bloody third world, the babies just come with the scenery. Now come on, baby, get in the road. Oh, come on now. Middle of the road, yeah. middle of the road is no private cul-de-sac. I can't get from the cab to the curb without some little jerk on my back. Don't harass me, can't you tell? I'm going home, I'm tired as hell. I'm not the cat I used to be. I gotta get, I'm 33, baby. Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road.
So sweet.